The following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org, and it contains explicit language.
You are listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. My name is Dawson Ludwig, and this is the Noise Pop Guide to Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival, taking place in Golden Gate Park, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Now, before we get into it, we need to welcome our producer, Casey Newland, who is out from behind the glass and joining us on the microphone. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Dawson. I like how you pretend we're in some fancy studio that has a glass partition.
Okay, we're trying to create a mystique here. Pay no attention to the woman behind the curtain. Moving on, Casey is filling in for Olivia, who is actually in the process of moving down to LA, where she's going to be our quote-unquote Southern California correspondent. We wish her well in the move. So, Casey, let's get into it. The Hardly Strictly Bluegrass lineup this year is fantastic, as usual. I'm pretty much excited about 75% of these artists.
Me too. I've seen some incredible artists at Hardly Strictly in the last few years, like Patti Smith and Robert Plant. And we should mention, it's a free festival, so it's just an insane opportunity to catch artists that you'd otherwise have to pay like $200 to see.
That's right.
But this year I'm actually most excited about some of the smaller bands.
Nice. So hipster of you.
I know. I'm fairly new to this band myself, but I think I'm actually most excited for John Batiste and the Stay Human Band. He's a New Orleans singer-songwriter that comes from a long line of musicians. He also dabbles in acting and is on the HBO show Tremé. He just has this great soulful delivery to his music. And their live shows are amazing, and they've been known to do these little pop-up performances on the street that they like to call love riots.
I like that.
Yeah. It will undoubtedly be an amazing show. So listen to his song, Express Yourself, Say Yes. Express Yourself. Express Yourself.
Your pain, brush your pain, express yourself and hide your pain. Dance your dance, ain't it true? Go for your dream, they will come true. Blow your horn, play your band.
That was John Batiste and Stay Human with Express Yourself, Say Yes. Great choice, Casey.
Thank you.
So my selection is going to be somewhat connected to yours. So you said John Batiste was featured on Tremé. Well, my next artist is actually an actor on Tremé and The Wire. I'm, of course, talking about Steve Earle. He's going to be performing with his band Steve Earle and the Dukes, and this song is called Invisible off of their most recent record.
There's a hole in my shoe, I don't mind, 'cause it keeps me connected to the ground, and I'm feeling like maybe if I ain't careful I'll just blow away. Then lightning strikes, the thunder rolls, and I'm okay.
step just behind. You'd carry on, but I'm invisible. I'm taking my time. I got any places to go, but there's ghosts in these streets calling my name, and I follow them down in the dark again. An angel bending down to whisper in your ear.
Was Steve Earle and the Dukes with Invisible. And up next, we have Built to Spill with The Car.
You get the car, I'll get the night off. You'll get the chance to take the world apart and figure out how it works. Don't let me know what you find out. I need a car, you guide who needs a map. If I don't die or worse, I'm gonna need a nap. At best, I'll be asleep when you get back. I wanna see it when you find out what comets, stars, and moons are all about. Wanna see their faces turn to backs of heads and slowly get smaller. See it now. Wanna see.
That was Built to Spill with The Car. Our next song is going to go way back in the Noise Pop podcast time machine. We played this nearly 4 years ago to the day, and it sparked a massive love affair for me with this artist. This is Hooray for the Riff Raff with the song Young Blood Blues. And as it's playing in the background now, I'm getting goosebumps, and that's pretty much my signal to shut up and let you guys enjoy the song.
Stay out on the levee, watching the seagulls fly. My heart was feeling heavy, did not know the reason why. I was crying for you, wherever you may be. I was crying for you, 'cause you once were.
they're following me. I've got the young blood blues, they just won't.
That was Hooray for the Riff Raff with Young Blood Blues. So Casey, what do you have next?
Up next on my list is Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds.
Another obscure one.
Yeah, you know, I'm just really tuned in. What can I say? Actually, it was a friend of mine that turned me on to them. Hey, Becca.
Wait, you can't do this. Is your first episode, Casey.
I'm really sorry.
You need to earn the right to do a shout out to friends.
I apologize. I take that back. I do not say hi to Becca.
We'll get it in post-production.
But she says they're really great live. They're a 7-piece band that puts a modern twist on soul music. So how can you go wrong with that?
Yeah.
And since 2011, they average 150 shows a year.
150 shows a year.
Yes. Which makes you wonder how they afford it.
That's true. I'm hoping they're all friends.
I sure hope so. So let's listen to their song, The Long Way.
What time did you get up? Back tonight, baby. I think I would know if you were heading home. You got lost, didn't you? You got tossed, didn't you? You found love on your way home. Ooh, how could you ever? Thank you.
That was Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds with The Long Way. And up next, we have a band that I really enjoy, and Bob Boylan really enjoys. It's the Apache Relay. My boy BB called this song one of the catchiest tunes of the year. This is Katie, Queen of Tennessee.
That was the Apache Relay with Katie, Queen of Tennessee, and next we have the incomparable Jeff Tweedy, who is just going by Tweedy these days. He has a new album that he created with his son, Spencer, and it's an amazingly good record. It shouldn't be a surprise coming from the man behind Wilco, but I admit, there was a slight red flag when I heard he was recording with his son, but it's a spectacular, spectacular group of songs. Anyway, listen for yourself. This is Flowering.
Hold me, stranger, don't deceive. Angel master, can't retreat. Northern eyes hung high in the trees, spilling oceans, existing to trace, flowering.
That was Jeff Tweedy and his son Spencer with the song Flowering. Up next, we have the ornery but brilliant Mark Kozelek, or Sun Kill Moon. So Mark was recently in the news. He flared his temper at a crowd in North Carolina who were being a little disruptive and told them to, quote, shut the F up, you effing hillbillies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope we have a quiet crowd this time and that Mr. Kozelek is feeling forgiving. Otherwise, we better watch out.
Watch out.
This song is from his most recent masterpiece, Benji. The song is called Richard Ramirez Died Today of Natural Causes.
Richard Ramirez died today of natural causes. Got amped up his feet and broke into houses. A bunch of people to death, wrote shit on his skin and left him. They finally got him and he went to San Quentin. His last murderer was south of San Francisco. A guy named Peter Pan from the town of San Mateo. A little girl in the tenderloin was his first. In a laundry room he took a dollar from her first. His last days were at the Bristol Hotel. I was reading Night Stalker when I went and rang the bell. The doorman buzzed me, said you're just like Ma. Gave me a key and a black cat led me down the hall. Had a flight today from Boston to Cleveland. Got a death in the family, gotta do some grieving. Lost a relative and it's eating me up. And I make them real bad and I need a little love. Richard Ramirez died today of natural causes. These things mark time and make us pause and think about we were kids scared of taps on the window. What's under the bed and what's under the pillow. And the Jim Jones massacre got in our heads. And the TV headlines, Elvis Presley's dead. And the Ayatollah Khomeini hostages. Ronald Reagan died from bullets. While I'm there, I'm gonna stroll through the old neighborhood. Rick stands my age and still lives with his mom. When he's not in jail for menacing, stalking, and riding bad checks, cocaine charges. Mark Denton had such a beautiful smile. He always sat on his porch, passing the time and drinking a beer and smoking a pack until one day poor Mark had a heart attack. My friend Ben's got a good job as an electrician. His sister married the pool shark Jim Evans. And my next door neighbors whom I love so, and they love me too, but they passed long ago. And if you walk just a few blocks down Stall, there's a house that was the scariest of them all. A cute little pond with a sign for sale, but those Sexton's kids, life was hell. And I'm telling the truth, and if you don't believe it, pick up Lyle Caulfield's house, the secrets, had a fly from Cleveland to SFO. I got 3 months off until my next show. I was gonna spend time with my girl and make a record this summer. Fix my kitchen up and hire a plumber. The headline changed so rapidly. Then I came to the studio to work on something pretty. Then I saw the news on James Gandolfini while I was eating ramen and drinking green tea. The Sopranos guy died at 51. That's the same age as the guy who's coming to play drums. I don't like this. Getting older stuff, having to pee 50 times a day is bad enough. I got a nagging prostate and I got a bad back. And when I fuck too much, I feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack. I woke up today, I saw the headlines. An airline crashing, 2 people died. And I'm at a barbecue in Santa Fe and everybody's drunk and feeling pretty well at 53. Richard Ramirez died, but in 83 he was very much alive. He was the scariest killer in the band. He had a pentagram in the center of a symphony. Everybody remember the paranoia when he stalked the suburbs of Southern California. And everybody will remember where they were when they finally caught the Night Stalker. And I'll remember just where I was when Rich Ramirez died of natural causes.
That was Mark Kozelik, and up next we have Sharon Van Etten with Taking Chances.
That was Sharon Van Etten with Taking Chances, and I have a huge crush on her.
Who doesn't?
She's totally crush-worthy.
Yes.
So up next, we're going to listen to Conor Oberst, who is just has grown up so well. I mean, obviously, we all loved him when he was like a 14 and 15-year-old, and to think that he'd turn into this really steady songwriter.
I know. He just keeps putting out good music.
Yeah, it's really amazing. This song is called Zigzagging Toward the Light.
I'm blessed with a heart that doesn't stop. My mind's a weather vane. It spins around just like a top. Knows what the winds of fortune bring. In the season of the witch, home is a perjury, a parlor trick, an urban myth. Oh, how the circumstances change. This world is smoke and steel and compromise and meter maids. I'm going to leave here
founder song. True love, it hides like city stars. Nothing to gaze upon or contemplate how near or far. If it comes, it comes quite unannounced. A momentary glance lit up by sun or moon, by bonfire or ambulance. Then how the circumstances change. Feels unmistakable with no idea from where it came. But you know it when it's gone. Have dead you sing the founder song? Have dead you sing? Have dead you sing? Shadows tell the time. On sunny afternoons, on crowded sidewalks, passers-by. I'm in a queue that stretches out far as the eye can see. It forms a figure eight and goes on for eternity. Oh, how the circumstances change. I fly by interstate across a purple mountain range. I find a place to come undone. Zigzagging toward you now, I sing out loud, I found a song.
That was Connor Oberst with Zigzagging Toward the Light.
Cool. And I think that actually does it for us. Casey, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
This was fun. So what are we going to go out on?
We have Lake Street Dive. They're a group from Boston now based in Brooklyn. And they came to my and many people's attention through their viral YouTube cover of Jackson 5's I Want You Back, performed on a Boston street corner. This is a track from their latest record. It's called You Go Down Smooth.
Would it be true to say that I ordered you? Or is it you that ordered me? I could say you are the only one I see, but I can't stop at two or three. And I am afraid to need you so. And I am too sober not to know that you may be my problem, not my love.
Thank you for listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment and let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline 585-4NOISE5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.